It's a great time to save big on everything for your next project at Menards. Get free estimates fast on new energy-efficient windows from Jeld-Wen. Choose from vinyl or wood windows and customize the perfect size and unique features for your home. Save big on all Jeld-Wen windows today. View our entire selection of Jeld-Wen windows on Menards.com. Plus, the weekly flyer for other great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Get packs of juicy red, green, black, or tri-color variety seedless grapes for $3.99 each. Then get tender boneless chuck roast or steaks for $4.99 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
この番組はジャパントップ10ナンバーワンの J-POP ポッドキャストです。このエピソードはスペシャルエピソードです。You're listening to Japan Top 10, the number one Japanese music podcast. You're listening to a special episode on
Japan Top 10.
Hello everyone, this is Andy.
And this is Kusei.
And you, of course, are listening to Japan Top 10. And today, I am so excited to bring you a very, well, I shouldn't say just me, but we are so excited to bring you a special episode all about Final Fantasy music.
That's right.
Yes. So before we get too deep into our love of this series and its music, why don't we start with a few advertisements?Do you want to advertise on our podcast and market your brand onto one of the world's most popular Japanese cultural-based podcasts? You can reach up to potentially 70,000 listeners around the world on a weekly basis with advertising costs that will fit your company's budget. Find the full details at japantop10.jp and we will find you help an advertising plan that will suit your company's needs.
We're currently looking for new audio editors and on-air hosts to join our podcast and volunteer. If you're interested, please have a look on our website at jtop10.jp/join for the full details on how to apply. If you love Japanese music culture, then this really will be a great opportunity for you.
Definitely. And are you an indie Japanese music artist? If you are creating Japanese music and want some exposure,Please get in touch with our music director by sending them an email at nola@jtop10.jp. That is, of course, nola@jtop10.jp, along with the song that you would like us to feature on our podcast.
If you're enjoying this episode, remember, you can receive up to triple the number of songs by becoming a Patreon donor, just starting at a dollar. Plus, you'll receive this episode without any announcements or interruptions, just commentary and music.Check out our website at jtop10.jp/club for details.
Now, Kusei, I don't know about you, but I am a huge, huge Final Fantasy fan. And actually, I should say I'm a huge Final Fantasy music fan more than anything.
Yeah, I do like the Final Fantasy series, although I didn't have the chance to play...them a lot, and I am sort of familiar with the music, more familiar than I was before thanks to this episode, but I definitely do see the appeal.
No, I'm glad. I'm always glad to introduce people to Final Fantasy music, and I think game music in general. Game music does not always get its flowers, but I'm excited that we'll be able to feature a lot of my favorites on this list, and hopefully it will...even broaden some super fans' musical directories in their mind, and they'll, you know, look to seek other games within the series to find music from. But without further ado, why don't we get a little bit into some background on our episode? I know we've done a Final Fantasy music episode in the past, but it's always a good refresher for new listeners, and even maybe some listeners who haven't thought about Final Fantasy in a while. So it is probable that many of you know that when we say the name Final Fantasy, we are referring to a massively popular video game series that has been sourced from Japan for decades now. And in this episode, episode, of course, we'll focus not only on the general facts about the games that we are going to feature music from, but especially the musical side of things, which makes up a tremendous amount of the series' content.
Final Fantasy is created by Hironobu Sakaguchi and owned, developed, and published by Square Enix, originally called Square. And after this practical introduction to the game, we will focus on the music, which is expertly crafted by Nobuo Uematsu for the first 9 titles and several others for those that follow.
The first rendition of this game was launched on December 18th, 1987, with 16 entries total in the series. However, unlike many popular series that produce sequels, which tend to tie directly back to the original, none of the following volumes after the first game relate back to it. Except, there are a few exceptions. So after Final Fantasy X, of course, Final Fantasy X-2 came out, which was a direct sequel, and the first in the series, actually, I believe, to kind of directly do this. And then Final Fantasy XIII also, I mean, although they were not technically sequels and all of the games are together, there are 3 installations of that game, which some people could view as sequels. But other than that, yeah, there's more spin-offs rather than sequels. But for all of that, that is the main reason why this is called an anthology series. While there are some recurring themes and character names, each entry actually has a distinct plot.
Generally, the plot of each Final Fantasy revolves around a group of characters who are combating a great evil. Not only do they work together and independently to defeat these evils, but they also go through their own character developments, both within themselves and with each other. Final Fantasy is known for incorporating names, languages, pop culture, and even mythologies from cultures around the world.
Yes, it's always fascinating when a pop star or something, you know, crops up in the world of Final Fantasy, but maybe that's something we can get into later. It is also one of the best-selling video game franchises of all time, selling over 185 million copies total worldwide. It's known for popularizing many elements and even the genre itself of role-playing games both in and outside of Japan. It has been both a commercial and critical success with people's beauty, characters, and storylines. It helps that the game mechanisms remain generally the same throughout each of the different installments. And yeah, I do feel that it's something that players are keen to observe is, you know, the different battle mechanisms between games and things.
In order to keep its audience both abundant and diverse, the developers have added elements such as tactical role-playing, MMO, racing, third-person shooter, and even rhythm. There are also film, manga, and media that fall under the series title.
I do have to say, I do love a lot of the installments in the series, but the rhythm, I wanted to key in on that because it is a music episode, but I think I have logged well over 1,000 hours on the Final Fantasy rhythm game. Yeah, I've a quarter of my life has been dedicated to the Final Fantasy rhythm game, which is maybe why I like the music so much and have fallen in love with it. But if anyone hasn't played it, I do highly recommend it. It's actually really good mechanically as a rhythm game, and you get to listen to Final Fantasy music, so that's my little pitch.
Well, I too have played my fair share of Osu back in the day, so...
Oh!
I just might have to check it out, I don't know.
Yes, yeah, exactly. So it seems like you're primed and ready for the world of Final Fantasy Rhythm as well. One interesting fact is that the game's plot was actually created around a pre-established map size and game system. However, in each subsequent game, this order was reversed, and the developers decided the storylines before they actually began settling on the game mapping systems.
Okay, so far we've laid down an introduction for what the game actually is about, but as we introduce the teams from the series, we will dig more into the musical aspects and focus on the relevant aspects of the game itself.
It is important to note that this episode will by no means cover the entirety of Final Fantasy. There is simply way too much ground to cover for that, 40 years to be precise.
Oof, yeah.
we hope that you'll take it more as an introduction to the series and its music, or rather a reintroduction if some of our listeners listen to our first episode. And we'll try our best to cover as much as possible and add any lingering questions that you can explore on your own and, you know, get your feet wet, at, so to speak, with our episode and dive deeper after listening to this small introduction to the series. But better yet, you could even play one of the games yourself and see what we're all talking about.
With that out of the way, let's get into our first song for the episode. Aerith's theme, Advent Children Arrangement from Final Fantasy VII, composed by, again, Nobuo Uematsu, released September 28, 2005. That was Aerith no Tema, Aerith's theme, from Final Fantasy VII. Nobuo Uematsu really did revolutionize video game music, but he also revitalized the classical music scene, in a sense. In many instances throughout his career and work, it became apparent that video game music was actually an extremely important thing. Pieces such as his Aeris theme entered the top charts of numerous classical radio stations around the world, including some Hall of Fame lists.
Uematsu re-engaged the world's younger populations with classical music and inspired many to become composers themselves. He even inspired games as big as Red Dead Redemption 2, Assassin's Creed, and God of War, showing just how influential video game music could be.
Well, Final Fantasy is a huge title in its own right. I mean, it's no wonder that it would inspire video games for generations to come, honestly. And, I mean, musically, too.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And I feel, yeah, exactly. This theme, I feel, is just, most people will recognize it, yeah, even outside of its context being a video game song, I think. Or I shouldn't say most people, but many people. Yeah, which just goes to show the overreaching influence of video games and what they can bring to the table, more than just entertainment for people who play them. All right, well, I'm excited to talk about our next song. I know our scriptwriter, Connor, was very enthusiastic about this entry on our list when we were talking about, you know, the different musics and songs that we'd be featuring. But this will be the theme of love from Final Fantasy IV, and this is the Distant Worlds arrangement. Again, this track was composed by Nobuo Uematsu.
Thank you.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Get packs of juicy red, green, black, or tri-color variety seedless grapes for $3.99 each. Then get tender boneless chuck roast or steaks for $4.99 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, that again was The Theme of Love. Hope you enjoyed it. The Distant Worlds arrangement. Now, Distant Worlds, just for a quick background, it's actually the concert series I was referencing earlier that I was fortunate enough to go to here in the States. So we featured a few different arrangements throughout our list today, but some of them have been the Distant Worlds arrangement, which is, yeah, the concert series that I believe a few different composers. I know Nobuo Uematsu has had a hand in helping like recompose and rearrange certain tracks for this particular concert series, but I know some other international composers and conductors have also had their hands in shaping what that looks like. But yeah, basically it's just a celebration again of the Final Fantasy music and other Japanese composers and artists who get featured for the songs. That is all to say, there is actually a sung version of this particular song, which is performed by Megumi Iida, who was selected out of 800 applicants. That version appears on the Japanese Nintendo DS remake of Final Fantasy IV.
It is also not uncommon for professional orchestras to perform ornate arrangements of Final Fantasy soundtracks. There are professional arrangements that exist out there, and the idea is great since the tracks already sound beautiful directly from the game. So imagine how it might feel to have live musicians play your favorite themes right in front of you.
Imagine. I certainly can't. No, I'm just kidding. No, I do recommend, if anyone's interested, definitely to check it out. It's a great time. But these are often recorded as professional albums as well, and orchestras still perform these types of themed concerts to this day, not just in Japan, and very fortunately for many, they came to a very small, what I regard as a small city in the US, which was close to me, which I was able to go see it at, so they might be closer than you think.
That sounds almost ominous, the way you said it.
They will find you and make you listen to beautiful music, you know.
You say that like it's a bad thing. Well,
yes.
Up next we have San no Kotoba, or 1000 Words by Koda Kumi from Final Fantasy X-2. Composed by Noriko Matsueda and Takahito Eguchi, released March 5th, 2003.
Oh my god.
You just listened to 1000 Words from Final Fantasy X-2. Many artists like to do cover songs like this, and they can be found on YouTube, Spotify, and other streaming platforms. There are so many out there. Trust me, so many.
There's so many. Yeah, I do think this song in particular, this song and its kind of sister song, which was also sung by Kotokumi for Final Fantasy X-2, which is called Real Emotion. I don't know what about these two songs in particular, but they have sparked quite a lot of fan covers and things like that, maybe just because they are super, I don't know, they just have a star quality that maybe some of the other themes throughout the series didn't have as deeply at the time. I'm sure now there are fans of every song and theme throughout the series, but these two in particular I feel have a lot. But 1000 Words, or Sen no Kotoba, plays during a cutscene, as do most of the solo songs like this. Other examples would be like Suteki Dane from Final Fantasy X, and just any of the various other themes throughout the series. But you can kind of get a hint from the music about what kind of thing is happening in the game at this point. And it actually is kind of like a performance inside of the game as well, which is not uncommon. This game in particular, Final Fantasy X-2, the opening cutscene, the song I mentioned earlier, Real Emotion, literally is from a concert. Like, one of the main characters is doing a concert where she is performing this song. And so if you are just a big, big fan of characters literally performing the theme song, I would definitely check out the opening scene from Final Fantasy X-2.
Yeah, it's always fun to see that in video games, so yeah, do check it out.
And not to spoil the end of our list or anything, but I guess it's not a spoiler. This is definitely my favorite feature that we got to feature on our list. I'm such a big fan of this song and this game, just because I think it kind of highlights my favorite part of the music in Final Fantasy, which is, I do feel that Square Enix and the composers and everyone who's working on these games are really in tune with kind of what's popular, or at least they're in tune with what's popular, or they help create what is popular. And I feel, for me personally, this song at this time, this was released in 2003, it was kind of like pushing pop genres and things in a direction that, you know, we would see for the next few years in J-pop through artists like Kotokumi and other female soloists of her time. Like, this sound and kind of like elements of funk and things, not in this one, but I'm talking more about Real Emotion. Yeah, I'm just really happy to like see video games as a center of cultural creation, or like taste making in culture. It's interesting to like view them as that, because I don't always think that they get recognized for that, but I would like to with this song. So yeah, anyways, that's a lot to say. I really like this song and I'm happy that we got to share it.
I think the cultural influence of video games and video game music that you mentioned is greater in Japan and maybe the United States than other countries, especially in Europe, where the game industry might not be so developed.
No, that is a good point. I think that's a very Japan and maybe US-centric thought, I suppose, yeah. But that's not to say it can't be in the future.
Wink, wink, yeah.
Wink, wink, no. Well, we are sadly at the end of our Final Fantasy journey. We've made the long hero's quest all the way to the end, and I'm happy to present you with the final prize, which is the song Kimi ga Iru Kara by Sayuri Sugawara from Final Fantasy XIII.
Thank you.
That again was Kimi ga Iru Kara by Miss Sayuri Sugawara, and this is the theme song for Final Fantasy XIII. Now, by the way, we just as a sidetrack, we did not have a song from Final Fantasy VI, however, we really wanted to add the opera called Maria and Draco. However, it is 12 minutes long, so we will leave that as homework right here at the end for you if you are interested, and hopefully at this point you are. I haven't driven you away with my ranting and raving about Final Fantasy music, but as I'm sure you have gathered, Uematsu also composed operas, complete operas for Final Fantasy and its series, which is an incredible feat in and of itself.
This song was released on December 2nd, 2009, Sayuri Sugawara also has her own music video for the song on YouTube. And 2009 also marked Sugawara's own debut as an artist. The song appeared in her second single, though.
And even though the song peaked at number 11 in the Oricon charts, many critics called it bland or vanilla, which to those people I would say, that's very rude.
I don't know.
I think it is, as someone who, you know, played through Final Fantasy 13, I think this song and its like themes and the lyrics do capture a lot of what, you know, the themes of that game. And so, I don't know, perhaps it's bland or vanilla to some, but I think it is also emotionally resonant to others. And yeah, I don't know, I think it's funny to highlight, like in this case, obviously this was a fairly new artist at the time, which I think is something that anime does well as well, like highlighting, featuring a newer artist on a project in order to kind of boost their popularity, or at least maybe that's not the intent, but you know, you see something within the artist, a star quality or something, in wanting to feature them, you know, in your anime ending song, or in this case a video game ending song. And obviously that opens them up to many critics who will call them bland or vanilla, but it opens them up to a lot of fans like me. I actually purchased Sugawara Sayuri's album, you know, when I was in high school, because I was such a fan of, you know, the Final Fantasy 13 series, and I became a fan of, yeah, I became a fan of hers because I loved this song so much.
Yeah, well, I also think that music should be sometimes consumed in the context of his medium. And what I mean by that is sometimes video game soundtracks are usually accompanied by some sort of sequence or action or animation. And maybe, although to some critics they might have found this bland, others like you who have played the game might have found it fitting for the sequence that it was complementing. I'm not sure if that's the case with this particular piece of music, but I just wanted to mention that sometimes that just might be the case.
Yeah, I again am biased as usual, but I agree. I think that is, it was selected and intended to be featured, you know, for a certain purpose and in the context, as many good art pieces or works of art are, within the context of how you view it, it definitely shapes your impression of it. But yeah, sadly for us, with that note, we are at the end of our Final Fantasy episode. And I just want to say, Kusei, thank you so much for dealing with me, for allowing me to spiral into the, you know, fanatics that I am prone to when Final Fantasy gets brought up.
No, thank you for enlightening me with your in-depth knowledge of Final Fantasy.
Oh, anytime. We can have our 2-hour post episode discussion. I have a PowerPoint presentation ready to but if you are sick of listening to me talk about this and want this over fast, you are in good luck, because fast is exactly what our next episode is going to bring you. Shana and Kusei will be back to bring you know, the next...
What? That's me!
I know! Isn't that incredible? Do you want to tell the good folks what you're going to be bringing us next time?
Sure! Shana and I will be bringing you, for our next Cultured episodes, a discussion about the Japanese Shinkansen. We'll get the episode to you right in a week from now.
Exciting. And you will be all aboard the Shana and Kusei Shinkansen Express.
Yep.
No, that's exciting. So much to look forward to there. You know, I will just wait until the episode comes out and be very excited to hear what you guys have to say about it. All right. Well, without further ado, I guess we will draw our episode to a close. And yeah, thank you all again for listening, and have a beautiful rest of your week.
Right. Thank you so much, and take care.
じゃあね。バイバイ。
バイ。
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Get packs of juicy red, green, black, or tri-color variety seedless grapes for $3.99 each. Then get tender boneless chuck roast or steaks for $4.99 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.